Hawk. We're approaching Heath Barrier. Let's run along.
The cover line, this is Falcon. Beginning descent now.
Roger, Daedalus. Got you on the scope, Frank.
This is October.
Almost landed like a bug on a windshield.
This is it! First one down! Win the prize!
Push things to the left, don't you?
Well, that's what I do best, Frank.
Is that smoke I smell? Looks like a fire out by Ridgecrest.
We crashed the X-2.
My $4 million X-2? Is that the X-2 that you're referring to?
We did break both speed and altitude records, sir. And beat the freefall mark by 30,000 feet.
Three planes in 10 months. That's bound to be a record, too, Hawkins.
The engine failed. The aircraft went into a flat spin. We couldn't recover.
But you made it. That's the important thing. And you made it. Just in time, Frank.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the press. I am Major Bob Gearson of the United States Air Force, and I hold in my hand a directive from the Office of the President of the United States of America.
It reads,
effective immediately, the Air Force's formal involvement in outer atmosphere testing and exploration is hereby terminated. A new civilian agency, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, is this day chartered. Project Daedalus is now complete and designated mission accomplished.
The Air Force is out?
What about the pilots? Who's going to be the first American in space?
Well, a decision has been made after an exhaustive search. We have identified who could best carry out a mission of this magnitude. This job calls for toughness, both mental and physical toughness, and in the tradition of the best of the Air Force, an ability to follow orders to the letter. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like you to meet Mary Ann, the first American to cross into outer space.
Oh, look, Frank, she wants to shake your hand.
You bastard.
Shake your hand for the cameras, Frank. That is an order.
Isn't responding.
Они не отвечают.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mission Director Sarah Holland. Miss Holland has been monitoring the situation closely, and she assures me that the problem was well in hand.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. As some of you may know, 11 days ago, atmospheric tracking determined that Russian communication satellite ICON has initiated orbital degradation. Computer trajectory models predict a steady acceleration in sequence with the gravitational constant. There's a total systems failure in the online navigation and guidance avionics. All redundant systems are non-responsive. Without active course correction, in the next 30 to 40 days, the satellite will re-enter the Earth's atmosphere.
And crash?
General, ICON has given you 14 years of service. That is within the performance range of a communication satellite. It will probably crash in the ocean or burn up in the atmosphere. I think it's best that we let it.
My country is grateful for the efforts of NASA and the State Department. However, losing ICON is not an option. ICON is not just a communication satellite to the Russian Federation. ICON is the communication satellite. You are undoubtedly aware of our restructuring problems. Losing all telecommunications until we are able to replace ICON could plunge us into chaos. And perhaps even civil war.
Hard to believe that you fellas only have one bird up there. Couldn't we just transfer the workload?
Gene, excuse me, sir. We have been given a presidential mandate to assist the Russians, our partners in the International Space Station. And I assure you that we will fix this problem. It's just a glitch.
You are feeding these guys bold-faced lies. It's a waste of money, and it's a waste of my staff's time.
Sir, you're one hell of an engineer, but you know, you don't know jack shit about politics. Now, helping the Russians to save face is an act of good faith. Now, how are you going to put a price on that?
This thing is dumb as a post. It's dead in the air.
Okay, why don't you stop trying to talk to this satellite? I mean, you have the code. Why don't you just override the guidance system?
You want to figure that mess out? Bob, the guidance system on this thing is a dinosaur. Even these guys don't understand it. It's pre-microprocessor. It's pre-everything. Whoever designed this Byzantine piece of shit is probably chopping rocks in Siberia.
Ethan, can I access the Skylab files from here?
Yeah.
How much the Sam Hill does that have to do with anything?
You're a damn fine politician, Bob, but you don't know jack shit about engineering. This is the guidance system from Skylab.
That's not possible. Well, I mean, maybe there are similarities, but they can't be the same.
I'm looking up the designer.
Oh, hell. Don't bother. It was Francis D. Corwin.
Is he dead?
Only if I'm lucky.
Would you like me to read the instructions to you again?
Let me tell you something, my dear. Those instructions were written by a fellow in Japan that made this damn thing. They were probably translated by some gringo who's an expatriate American, couldn't get a job in this country. And then a Japanese guy probably translated him just to double check on him. You don't need these instructions? Not at all. Tear them up.
You know the door to the house is locked, right?
Well, that's no problem.
You forgot the batteries?
Yeah. I've got you here in the garage. The smell of gasoline. Fertilizer. On. What are you saying, baby, huh?
No, go.
I'll push you up on this. Push you and turn you a few cycles.
Brad! Yeah. Help! Oh, help! I'm locked in the garage with a dirty old man.
Dr. Corbin? Yes? Excuse me, sir. Am I interrupting something?
Corbin, I'm Sarah Holland, and this is astronaut Ethan Glantz. We're with NASA.
Who's in your car? I heard someone scream.
Well, thanks for saving the day. Now, what is it you want?
Could we have a minute of your time?
Well, you should have called ahead of time. I'm a very busy man.
Dr. Corbin, we're here because a satellite with your guidance system on board is about to re-enter the atmosphere. The system is non-responsive.
You want to take a crack at it?
There seems to be an interruption in the path here. But the circuitry is still operational, sending us data.
You're losing your uplink.
Well, there has to be a problem in the manual routing drive here.
I don't think so.
That's the consensus among the engineers.
The same engineers who sent you to here? Sorry to bother you.
Yes, it does, actually.
Your design predates all existing guidance systems. It was ahead of its time in 69, but this technology is obsolete now. None of the current engineers can even speak the language, and the older guys are all...
Yeah. Well, it wasn't designed for this duration of duty, that's what. It was designed for the Skylab. My advice to you is to capture the satellite and bring it home.
It's too big.
What, for the space shuttle? What kind of bird is it?
It's a Russian communication satellite.
What the hell is my guidance system doing on a Russian satellite?
That's not really our primary concern at this time.
Well, where's it orbiting? Or is that not your primary concern either?
1,000 miles.
Rate of decay?
8,000 meters per day and accelerating.
Yeah. It's coming home all right. 5 weeks at the most, I got.
NASA's calculations agree, but here we are. Doctor, you designed this system. If anyone can solve this problem, it's you.
You know, for a minute there, I thought you two might be a couple of Bob Gerson's lackeys. But your knowledge and your knowledge of history seems to make that impossible. You know, Gerson's been taking credit for my work since 58 when he replaced my ass with a monkey. You don't work for Gerson, do you?
He's a project manager at NASA. He's one of many people assigned to this problem.
I think it's time for you two to head on out of here.
Dr. Corbin, your country needs you.
Put a sock in it, Sonny. You can't fix it from down here, and you can't get a team up to speed in time. That satellite's dying. It's going to come back. My only hope is that whatever doesn't burn up in the atmosphere lands on Gerson's house. I'll give you two a little bit of career advice. Stay away from Gerson as far as possible.
Apparently the buzz on you is correct.
And what buzz is that?
You're not a team player. That's why you washed out at NASA.
Get out.
We have to brush up on your hospitality skills.
I think I have a solution for your problem.
Greg.
Thank you.
Frank Corbin. So how long has it been, Frank?
Probably not long enough, Bob.
Still haven't lost the Corbin charm, have we? Did you care for a cup of coffee?
Sure.
Yeah? Miss Holland here tells me you're up to speed on our little problem. We've got one sick bird up there. Apparently, there's some kind of design flaw in the guidance system.
Well, this is a hell of a way to get the designer to help you out.
Yeah? Well, I heard all about your initial response. But don't you worry none. I'm sure we'll come up with something.
Dr. Corbin is here with a solution.
Well, praise the Lord and hallelujah. We are delivered. So, tell us about your solution, Frank.
Send my team up. We'll fix your broken satellite for you. Damn good cup of coffee, Bob.
Do you want to run that by me again?
Team Daedalus. Jerry, Hawk, Tank, send us up.
This is a joke. Am I right?
It's no joke. We were the best of the best. Even you'll admit to that, Bob.
Uh-huh. And how old are you, Frank?
Old enough to know your ass is in a sling.
Sarah, would you excuse us for a minute? This is about to become a personal matter.
I know you're running out of options. Otherwise, you'd have never come to me, Bob.
You sure as hell got that right.
All right, you've got a satellite that's going to come down in 34 days. Too big to retrieve. And for some reason, you don't want it to come back and crash in the atmosphere. I did the design system. I'm the man to fix it for you.
I don't know how to break this to you, Frank. But you're an old man.
Yeah? Well, this old man's all you've got. You know that, and I know that. Hell, you sent up Glenn, didn't you? I'll be waiting to hear from you.
You became a senior citizen 5 years ago.
Four.
Oh, hell, Frank. For once in your life, try to be a team player. Train the crew if you want to. But let the professionals at NASA fix that design flaw.
There is no flaw. How it got on a Soviet satellite in the middle of the Cold War, that's the only flaw I know of. How did that happen, Bob?
Well, this is a hands-on job, and I haven't got time to train somebody to come up in your time frame. So you'll just have to send up Team Daedalus. You can take it, or you can leave it.
All right, all right.
You, as a technical advisor, maybe. But I can't fill up a space shuttle with geriatrics, and you ought to be professional enough to know that. Hell, half those boys are probably dead anyway.
Clock's ticking, Bob, and I'm only getting older.
Okay, you got it.
Sir.
Sir. Sir. Mr. Gerson would like you to wait right here.
Okay, it's a deal.
I want it in writing.
Okay. Now, here are my terms. You and your entire crew will have to meet the exact physical requirements as any other astronaut here. You will all train to fix that guidance system side by side with my people, in case one of your boys doesn't pass.
I think that's fair.
You're damn straight it is. I can't tell you how much I'm going to enjoy watching you make a complete ass of yourself.
It's going to be a real pleasure working with you again, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Romans, Chronicles, yes. In the 40th year, Amariah begat Zadok, who begat Libni, the brother of Uzziah. No, that's not it either. Just, no. Once upon a time, four of the best pilots in the U.S. Air Force trained to fly into space. And they flew at the speed of sound to the very top of the sky, cheating death with free falling from 20 miles high. Nice to see you, young man, and you, sir. Yeah, well. It's nice to have you young people here. Hey, boss. Now, excuse me, my former boss.
Yeah, well, I bring glad tidings, Reverend Tank, in the name of Team Daedalus. It seems there might just be resurrection after all.
Oh, well, come in and let's talk about it. I don't know, Frank. It's a very complicated proposition. I mean, I have a flock. I have grandchildren.
Well, they'll be here when you get back. This will give you material for three or four more sermons.
I'm going to need to pray about this.
Well, could it be a quick prayer?
Just wait a moment, my stiff-necked brother. I'm receiving a word from on high.
And what is that word?
The word is, why the hell not?
Here you go.
Cut! Whoa! Second one's too fast. The little Johnny will pass out up there.
Years of designing supersonic aircraft for the military, and now he's building roller coasters. That's perfect. Your father's a gifted man.
Oh, he's gifted, all right.
boy. We have some work to do. Hey, sweetheart.
Good.
They didn't do what I... Hey, Frank. Holy cow. What are you doing here?
Jerry, finding out what you're doing for the next month and a half? NASA wants to send us into space.
I wondered which one of us was going to go first. See, now dementia, sweetheart, 40-year-old memories are as sharp as the day they happen, but you can't remember what you had for breakfast. Frank Corbin, my associate, Sherry.
Sherry.
Hi.
What'd you have for breakfast, Frank?
Let's see, I had vegetarian huevos rancheros, egg whites only, of course, and then some sort of a filtered decaf cappuccino that tasted like it was filtered through a jockstrap.
What are you talking about, NASA?
Right here. Right here. Here's our contract. You don't need those, do you?
Well, no, just to read, go to movies, drive, walk, you know. Holy cow, Frank, how on earth? Am I in? Hell yeah. I can't believe it. Team Daedalus, we ride again. Hawk must have gone into orbit when you told him.
Well, to tell you the truth, I haven't talked to Hawk yet. In fact, I haven't talked to Hawk in a long time, Jerry.
When are the two of you going to grow up and stop acting like little boys?
Hey, it's my birthday, and I want the shit scared out of me. I want to do barrel rolls and loop-de-loops, you know, all that kind of stuff.
We don't do that kind of flying here. It's dangerous and irresponsible.
Yeah, too many lawsuits.
Well, who does? He does. Hey, Hawk. This guy wants a scary ride.
It's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Congratulations! You earned your wings today, young man. My hat's off to you. Well done! Yes, sir. Splendid work.
Thank you.
I surrender to you.
I love you, and I love being on the ground.
Hey.
Hey.
You know what the worst day of my life was?
No.
Day Armstrong set foot on the moon. I guess I was the only one in the world who wanted to commit suicide that day.
Well, thanks for that, Frank. We hadn't talked in 12 years, and that's pretty much been the big question on my mind. What can make you commit suicide? What are you doing here?
Filling a promise I made 40 years ago.
Was that the promise you made to kill me, or was that the promise you made to have both of my legs broke?
It was the other one. I'm working on a little blackmail with NASA.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a satellite that's going to crash unless they can fix the guidance system.
I'm guessing you designed that guidance system.
Yeah. They're desperate. Even Gersten's in on the deal. I told him I'd only do it if the original Team Daedalus did the job. Here it is, all in black and white. Jerry and Tank are in. They're down at the roadhouse across the highway waiting for us.
Old age just brings out more of the Frank in you, Frank. I'm genuinely impressed. You don't need to be putting foolish notions in the head of a fool. Especially not a damned old fool. You have a nice black.
You weren't a fool then, but you're acting like one now.
Say hello to Barbara for me.
Yeah, well, you say hello to Jackie.
I wish I could. Jackie died on me, Frank.
Sorry, I didn't know that.
Maybe we should talk to him.
He's the same stubborn jackass he always was.
And you still drive slower than a little old lady on her way to the church house, too.
If I was to jump on a trampoline in space.
Oh, you would go up and up and up, and you'd never come down.
Could you hit a baseball to the moon?
Actually, you could. All you'd have to do is knock it halfway there. That's just about 100,000 miles. And then the moon's gravity does the rest. Okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I have never met a kid who didn't dream of being an astronaut when he grew up.
You ever meet a kid that wouldn't grow up?
Sarah Holland, Mrs. William Hawkins, retired Air Force colonel, the best pilot they ever had, next to me.
The Hawk. I've heard of you. Commander Cliff Jenkins once told me a story about you and him in Vietnam.
Yeah, if you heard it from Cliff Jenkins, it's guaranteed to be 100% bullshit. I'll guarantee you that. How's he doing?
Actually, he's dead.
Well, Hawk gets his foot out of his mouth. I'll introduce you to Tank Sullivan. He's a navigator, the best one the Air Force ever had. He could find anything anywhere, that is, until God found him.
Now more than ever, a pleasure to meet you, Miss Holland.
And you.
And this is Jerry O'Neill, who's a structural engineer and designer. Jerry worked on the stealth project. You probably remember that.
No nickname for you?
Oh, you can call me anytime.
Okay. Well, if you men are ready, we have some work to do.
Is it like a banana?
I don't need to remind you of the consequences of failure here. Personal consequences.
Now, that's the problem with you Russians. With you, the glass is always half empty.
These men you're sending up, they are not astronauts. The last time they trained for a space mission, people were driving cars with pins on them.
Yeah, but the truth is that Frank Corvin's not going anywhere. Because his team's not going to pass the physical trials.
This is supposed to reassure me. What will you do then?
My best young astronaut is training right alongside Colonel Corvin, gaining proficiency in that antiquated guidance system. And until he does, Frank Corvin's going to believe he's going up.
I don't know. Perhaps we should consult.
There will be no goddamn consulting. No one, and I mean no one, is to be in the loop on our little problem. Do I make myself perfectly clear, General?
Good morning, all, and welcome to STS-200 Ops Overview Briefing. This is a rather unusual mission, I think we'd all agree. We'll get started on the particulars here in a moment, but first, I'd like us all to make welcome the astronauts selected for this mission, the founding members of Project Daedalus. As you all know, these men are the pioneers of this business. They were around when rockets were born. Welcome, gentlemen. STS-200 was originally slated to deliver a structural payload to the International Space Station. Circumstances have forced us to push back that mission and undertake an emergency rescue operation. The average staging time for a mission is 12 months. We're doing this one in 30 days. In 1986, the former Soviet Union launched communication satellite Icon into orbit. Icon,
I'll tell you about
later, irreplaceable link in Russia's telecommunications chain. Her orbit is rapidly decaying. She will re-enter the Earth's atmosphere in 30 days. Your mission is to intercept and capture her using the shuttle's grappling arm. You will then have a 42-hour window in which to repair her guidance system. From there, she'll be reconfigured by mission control. Once accomplished, you will shoot her back into geosync orbit using the payload assist module rockets. Any questions?
Question. With all due respect to Frank and the guys, why don't we just capture the bird? Bring it home with a crew trained in satellite retrieval.
It's too big, Gene.
Too big? For the space shuttle? How did you guys get it up there in the first place?
There were modifications post-deployment.
Listen up, people. This system has to be fixed on site. And Frank here is the only engineer proficient in such obsolete technology. In other words, given the short amount of time, he's the only engineer that can do the job.
So, Frank Corbin's band of leisure world aviators are going into space. NASA agree to all this? The Russians agree to it?
Well, Frank here didn't give us a whole lot of choice.
Figured it was something along those lines. You two guys hate each other way too much to have cooked this up together. Well, count me out. I think you guys need to get a new flight director. You know, one thing is driving me nuts, though. How did a guidance system from Skylab end up in a Russian bird?
Well, I don't know, Gene, but apparently I'm the man who can fix it for you.
Grow up, will you, Frank? Can't you be a team player for once in your life? Why can't you assist my astronauts as an engineer?
Look, if I wasn't 100% sure that my guys could do as well as your young astronauts, then I wouldn't go anywhere near it.
Yeah, sure. Still the same old Frank, huh?
Well, that's the consensus around here.
So you fellas made a deal. Fine. Here's my deal. I am the flight director, and I can pull a plug on this one. When it's over, it's over. And I am not turning over a new space shuttle to four rookies with a month's training. You're taking two of my guys with you. Ethan, who's a brown nose and snot, and Roger, who's a cocky little shit. But they're the two best astronauts in our pipeline. They fly, but a package stays on the ground. Deal?
Well, okay, Gene.
And if I sense for one second that you or any of your guys aren't cutting it, physically or mentally, you're off. And my original team flies. So let's see if you still got it to go. Suck it up, Frank.
Gene, kind of the same guy I remember.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
Kind of a dog thing I've ever changed. Now, just cough when I say, okay? Cough. And again, please.
Morning, gentlemen. I'm Dr. Carruthers. I'll be visiting Dr. Michelson here.
Hi.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
Easy for you to say.
Cover your right eye and read the chart, if you would.
Timing. E, F, L, E, P, T, P, L, E, P, F, L, F, L, E, P, T, P, L, F, E, T, E, L, O, P, Z, D, D, E, F, P, O, T, E, C, F, L, E, P, T, P, L, E, P, F, L, F, L, E, P, T, P, L, F, L, T, M, A, D, I, N, U, S, A. Oh, made in USA. That's one for the economy.
You have 2010 vision, Colonel.
Oh, you did.
And 14 seconds.
All right.
All right. E, F, L, E, P, T, P, L, E, P, F, L, E, L, E, P, T, L, P, E, F, E, T, Z, E, T, T.
2020.
And 5 seconds slow.
Oh. Next.
I'm next.
5 seconds. Yes.
I wish I could be you next. You could get your fiancé to take you to some brasserie in France and give you oysters. If you won't, could I?
Let's see how you do on your physical first.
I'm just going to do the bottom three lines. F-L-E-P-T, P-L-E-P, F-L, F-L-E-P-T, P-L-F-E-T. Do you think oysters would be too much for the first date?
You have 2010 vision, Captain.
Yeah, these are just for looking at you, kid. Maybe blind prank, but my memory's perfect. F-L-E-P-T, P-L-E-P, F-L,
F-L-E-P-T, P-L-E-P, F-L-E-P-T, P-L-E-P.
Next. You all right?
There's nothing crazy about needles, is all.
Well, it's pretty common. Make a fist and pump it a couple times. Okay, that's good. You don't remember me, do you?
What?
No, my father was flight surgeon at Beale Air Force Base for 21 years.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Martin, the goat.
The goat, yeah. That was my dad. I met you when I was about 12 years old, but that was quite a while ago, I doubt you remember.
Oh, wait a minute now. Pigtails, a lot of freckles, and knobby little old knees. Was that you?
Yeah.
How is the old goat?
He passed away 9 years ago.
Oh. You don't tell everybody seems to be dead lately.
I hear that.
You guys ready to do some laps?
Sure.
Good. We'll go easy today. We'll do 10.
Minutes.
Miles. Go.
Miles.
Frank.
Okay. Do you really mean Miles?
No. How far are we gone, Frank?
Almost two.
Hey, this is going to give me a heart attack.
That's the point.
What? Did give us heart attack?
Hell yes. Suppose we didn't make it through liftoff. The United States would be the first country to ever launch four dead bodies into orbit.
Well, if we're going to have heart attacks, you're damn well sure NASA's going to want us to have it right here on Earth. So let's get moving.
I'm an engineer, for crying out loud. I stopped running when Nixon was president.
Come on, your lady doctor's watching. Let's go.
She is?
Oh, no.
Colonel?
No, hell yes. Hell yes. Spot me, Tiger.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
There, come on. All right. Let her go. Let her go. Come on. You do it. Atta boy. Atta boy. Atta boy. All right. Push, baby. Push. 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 All right. Here we go. Here we go. Let her go. Let her go. Push. Please, baby. Go on, you. Yeah, you. Go, you to bed. Yeah. All right, I got it.
All right.
Now.
Attaboy. Oh, yes, sir.
Not bad.
Man, you trying to do something over there.
Anything worth doing well. I'm going to go to my room now and cry. I'm too tired to chew.
Try to look a little perky, will you, fellas?
You still want to go on with this prank?
What do you want to do, quit now? We just got finished with all the tough stuff. Tomorrow we start training for the mission. I want everybody to get a good night's sleep tonight.
Oh, there's a real challenge.
What are you doing?
Huh?
What
are you doing?
Oh, damn. Teeth. Oh, damn.
Damn, Jerry.
Huh?
Gentlemen, a round of drinks from your friends at the table over there, who ordered you some goodies. A little insure for you guys. Well, two old gummers in space.
Cheers. I drink this stuff. It's good for your libido.
Race your last lap.
All right.
Okay. Count down to one.
All right.
Run!
Looking for Hawk.
Oh, well, come on in. He's right in there. Go ahead. The coast is all clear. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, I am so sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's all right.
So what brings you to the men's locker room, Sarah?
Well, Gene moved up the simulator run.
Okay. To when?
Oh, right. That would be, 11 o'clock. There were some procedures that I wanted you to be aware of.
Okay.
Yeah, this is very uncomfortable, and I'll be leaving now.
Sarah, I'm going to take you out for a beer.
I'll be needing one.
Here we go. We're on target. And now room.
Hi, Jerry O'Neill.
You mind, lady? You make me nervous.
Sit down, you know.
Yeah, you should probably get used to it. You're going to have a lot more people watching you on television.
Thank you. Very comforting.
Don't make me nervous.
Oh, Jerry. Stuff
hurt. I threw up on my helmet.
It was 3 G's. That's as bad as it gets during a step free entry.
I am so pleased. There's a piece of cake, guys.
Okay, thanks. First one to pass out buys a beer tonight.
Get on.
Thing moving?
I don't know. Doesn't seem to be moving to me.
Say, fellas, did y'all's equipment broke down?
Yeah.
him look younger, doesn't it?
You're a bunch over, Frank!
You know, I do believe it's moving now.
It sure will take the wrinkles out.
What the hell's going on here? I'm sure you people think you're putting on a great show, but this is not a toy. Now, which one of you idiots wants to explain this?
Gene.
What?
Which one of us passed out first?
I'm getting too old for this shit.
You wouldn't believe. I cook crab, I cook lobster, I cook lobster.
$7.
Oh, honestly, he burned.
We both passed out at the same time.
Bullshit! I saw you pass out just before I passed out. I saw that. Never mind. I will get this round because of my confidence. Absolute confidence in my superiority. Absolute superiority to you in absolutely every aspect
we'll
of
do,
human endeavor in life. Hey, keep the change, baby.
We'll leave it up to the young lady. She'll figure it out. Tell me, miss, given the circumstances, which one of us would you take home tonight?
You mean like to be home?
Yeah.
Like the retirement home?
No, seriously, honey. Would you choose this man with his asymmetrical sagging-ass cheeks and his love hounds the size of Nebraska and his gross, so ugly, ingrown toenails?
Or this hairy-eared son of a bitch, you know, with the chicken gizzard neck and the face that looks like 30 miles of Death Valley fire trails.
Stop harassing the waitress.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm not harassing the waitress. What are you talking about? I'm just having a private conversation with her. Doesn't have anything to do with you. Why don't you go back to your virgin pink daiquiri and just mind your own goddamn business?
It is my business. This woman's a friend of mine, and she puts up with assholes like you because she has to.
Tiny,
but I don't. So if you want to harass somebody, harass me.
I believe he has harassed you already, son. You
I'll put you in the hospital, old man.
Oh,
yeah, well, I've got Medicare. No. Go ahead and shoot your best shot.
No,
I don't make your old lady a widow.
Wait, no, you can't do this, Frank. No, you're going up into space in 22 days. If you hurt yourself, if you break a bone or sprain your ankle, your seat on the space shuttle is going to that MIT weenie with blow-dried air. And we'll all be watching the launch on television at your damn house.
What makes you think I'm going to hurt myself?
So you two talking about space shuttle.
You're going to blow this for us again, aren't you, Jim? You and that mean-ass temper of yours.
Are you insinuating that I blew it back in 58?
Oh, hell yes, you blew it in
58. I crashed almost every experimental plane the Air Force gave us. Come on.
All right, my God. We're taking this outside. I want to whip your asymmetrical sagging ass. Get out there in that parking lot.
You wait here, Tiny.
Let's go. I got 10 on Frank.
Can I get your ass out of a jam or not? I'm dead. Have you seen that guy's face when I said,
just who got Team Daedalus can? Colonel Hawkins?
Yeah, this is going to be a long night.
You're off pretty quick. Frank's got the reach on you.
Grow up.
You know, that girl I was dancing with was a database administrator.
Really?
Morning, partner.
Hey, Gene.
Morning, Hawk.
Good morning. What
the hell happened to your eye?
I fell in the dang shower. You ought to talk to maintenance. Get them put some rubber no-slip adhesives on that floor. Sure is slippery in there. Okay.
How's that back there?
Still 10 megahertz, maybe a little more.
How's it going, Frank?
Oh, fine.
What's with the eye? You slip in the shower?
How would you know that?
I think I'll have a chat with the janitor.
100. We'll crosswind on our right, 14 knots.
Run a little hot when I open up speed brake.
200. 100.
Touchdown. Nice landing, guys. Let's put the rookies up front. Simsoup, you want with me?
Simsoup, go, Gene.
It's going to be tough to beat.
I think so.
You up?
Standard package. Let's throw them a little league kind of curve.
Primary hydraulic failure, switching to secondary.
How the hell was that? I'm going to manual control.
You can't do that, Colonel. The bird's on a computerized track.
1,000 feet, your airspeed's too high. Stick to their protocol, will you, Hawks?
I got hydraulic failure, I'm going to manual control. Goddamn, boy.
You cannot do that.
Secondary hydraulic failure, you're going to come unsure. It's my kill.
Come on, Gene. You can't throw all that at him on the first run.
We got 3 weeks to send four old farts into space. This is flight school 101 stuff.
Look, Hawk, this is not a stripped-down show plane. You got to do it their way.
I don't need a computer to tell me how to land a damn airplane.
It's not an airplane, Colonel. It's a flying brick on approach, and you got to use the onboard computer.
Well, what if the onboard computer fails?
It's never failed.
Houston, Horizon.
Go, Horizon.
Request secondary landing, please. Houston, Horizon. Request onboard computer failure on second landing.
All right, run it again.
Horizon, stand by for second approach.
Sock it to him.
3,000 feet. Coming in too steep, huh?
You better pull up, sir. You're going to lose it again.
The fire in F-Bay 2. You're going to lose your avionics.
Well, I don't need them anyway. This thing's a flying brick on approach anyway, isn't it?
Wind shear off the nose and the fire is contained.
Computers are down, sir. She's all yours.
500 feet. Almost lined up.
Your airspeed is way too high.
Airspeed is 490. Coming in too high. You're going to overshoot.
You'll never get this thing stopped.
Oh, hell, it's easy, Roger. All you got to do is tap on the brakes a little bit.
Not that much. You'll put her into a stall.
100 feet, you know what you're doing, right?
Yeah, I'm tapping on brakes a little bit.
Drop the nose, you're gonna lose it.
Knock it off. Drop the nose off.
All right, what's the airspeed?
200, you're right on it.
What do you say we just drop that nose there? Like that. Snooze, baby, there.
That's impossible.
Well, for a computer, it might be. Flying brick. I like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, from your teammates at the table over there. Gerber's baby food. Oh, and some training material for you to look over. Pictures for the bigger words.
Talking frog's worth something.
40%.
40%?
You might nail it. You might crash and burn. The odds are against you, Colonel.
What?
Forty percent
for you. You nail it. 40% for me, I would have missed by a mile. See, that's why I got out of the astronaut program. I knew my chances of ever getting on a space shuttle were way less than 40. But I was an astronaut, almost.
You'd have been a damn good one, too.
Thank you. See, you don't think like that, do you? And you've jumped out of planes 20 miles up. You drove rocket sleds at the speed of sound. You're not afraid of anything.
Oh, that's not true. I've been afraid.
Oh, bullshit, Wynn.
When I was 17 years old, I was crazy in love with this college girl. She's beautiful. Oh, gorgeous. And a ball of fire.
And she, of course, is crazy in love with...
You.
No, Texas A&M's All-American defensive end, Scott LeBeau. And I mean, this cat was 6'6" if he was a foot. Gary Cooper Hanson. Well, one day a bunch of friends and I decided we'd drink too much beer and crash a big old sorority cotillion, you know. Everybody's dressed up in chiffon gowns and daddy's tuxedo. And, of course, there we are looking like a bunch of brush poppers and goat ropers. At the governor's ranch, too.
Yeah, I'm beginning to get the picture.
So my friends tell me that they see Scott LeBeau entering the porta potty, you know, one of them little old fiberglass shit houses. Well, I did a better tackle on that fiberglass shit house than he ever did on the football field. The thing goes rolling off down this bluff, winds up in a creek, screaming and yelling all the way down, except that screaming and yelling don't sound like no All-American defensive end. It's decidedly more feminine than that, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
You didn't.
Yeah, I did. For the love of my life, rolling down the bluff in a fiberglass shit house. It's very, very sad.
So what happened then?
Yeah, I ran like hell and joined the Air Force the next day.
Yeah, you were afraid Scott LeBeau was going to kick your ass.
Well, hell no, I wasn't afraid of him. I was afraid, I mean, truly afraid of her.
Are you afraid of me?
I married her. 4 years later.
What? I'm only 15 minutes late.
Extra, extra. Read all about it.
I don't know how this leaked out. I swear, I don't know.
Yeah, well, NASA's been getting calls from every tabloid and TV show in the country asking me to verify that story.
Well, why can't we verify the story?
Why?
Yeah.
Because STS-200 is a delicate and top-secret satellite recovery. That's why. And that there makes it look like a goddamn three-ring circus. How do you think the vice president felt this morning when he came down for breakfast? Opened his paper and saw that. It's easy for you to laugh, sir, but you don't have to deal with him. I do.
We're going to simulate your onboard living conditions to familiarize you with the new living environment.
Thank you.
Watch your step.
How's this thing?
ACM. Asshole centering monitor. Gentlemen, this is your funnel that attaches to the hose here. Before getting started, you better make sure you have a tight seal against your skin.
That's the only one you got?
And yes, one size does fit all. But just in case, gentlemen, there's a diaper underneath your pressurized suits.
I need that.
You will.
You are, isn't it?
Anything else?
There you go.
You're just having a little bit of an acid thing.
No.
For flashback.
Wait, no. Yeah, sure.
Wait. Yeah. Avionics on this thing's quite old. B-52 type stuff.
My next guests are probably the four most famous men in America. There they are on the cover of People. USA Today calls them the ripe stuff. Please welcome Team Daedalus. Oh, yeah, nice one. Hey, have a seat, guys. Well, thank you, gentlemen. It's an honor to meet you all. This is a very, very exciting story. Now, you all come from varied backgrounds. One of you is a Baptist.
Minnison? Is that Tank? Can I call you Tank? Is Tank Sullivan?
You may call me Tank.
Now, what is that? That's a cross
yeah,
with a rocket
minister.
On it.
Huh? Yeah.
What faith is that? I'm not familiar with that. What
It's
that,
mine.
Is that Lutheran? What is
It's Baptist. Yeah.
Now, which guy is the Babe Magnet? I read some. Well, that would be Jerry.
That's Jerry, yeah.
Are you the Babe Magnet?
I keep telling these guys it's got nothing to do with me. It depends entirely on the woman and how willing she is to discover her infinite supply of orgasms.
No.
That is the truth.
You know, I think...
I think
women will watch and go, no matter what age men are, they never change. Now, you guys all have military background, right?
That's true. And we were...
North or south? Which side were you on? No, I... See, I'm sorry.
Low.
I know. You can't help it.
What did he do? So the relay patch is the key?
Here you go, sir.
And it's the nose on your face. How did you bypass the heat exchanger? I didn't bypass anything. You're not being very forthcoming on the workings of the guidance system. Look, kid, I've done everything short of calculus instructions to bring you up to speed on this. What do you want me to do, draw you a picture? Connect all the little dots? Excuse me, I hold 2 master's degrees from MIT, Dr. Corbin. Well, maybe you ought to get your money back.
Ethan, you were just brought up on a different set of technologies, that's all.
You're compromising this mission, goddammit. I'm your backup, okay? I'm on a need-to-know basis.
You don't need to know Dick, and I don't need a backup.
Yes, you do. More than you know. What's that supposed to mean?
What don't I know? What don't I know?
You son of a bitch. You're setting me up again.
Here's one of our astronauts now. Why, Frank, what a semi-pleasant surprise.
You had no intention of sending me up, did you?
Frank, I'm right in the middle of something just now. Well, now that's great. You just hung up on the head of our program, the Vice President of the United States. So now, Frank, what can I do for you?
You had no intention of sending me up. You screwed me over in 1958, and you're screwing me over now.
I screwed you over?
That's it. What did I do make a deal with you anyway, a chronic liar?
Whoa. What deal? I didn't make any deal with you. You blackmailed me. And if you want to stick by your so-called deal, then you lost. I don't have to send you up.
What the hell is all this?
It means someone on your team didn't pass his physical. One of you has cancer. It's in his pancreas. And it's inoperable.
Does he know about it?
Dr. Carruthers talked to him this morning.
No. We're going to get another doctor and get another opinion, not one that's on your payroll. This is even low by your standards. You'll do anything to keep me from going up into space.
Oh, really? So that's what this little drama's all about. And this whole time I thought it was about your friend, Hawk. But it's really about your seat on the space shuttle, isn't it, Frank? Well, you can just back off then. Because NASA's going to send you up in the space shuttle. You and Jerry and Tank, regardless of whatever deal you have with me.
I don't understand.
Oh, come on, Frank. You're front page news now. A genuine all-American hero. You've made NASA popular all over again. Why, thanks to you, they're even going to get that juicy budget infusion they've been drooling over. Oh, yeah, you're going up, all right. The vice president insists. So now, if you'll excuse me, I have to call the head of the space program back. And you've got a lot of work to do before we leave for the Cape. And you shut the door.
This is my Blackbird. I'm inside this very airplane. 1990. Now, here we sit.
I've never actually seen one before.
SR-71. This is what an airplane's supposed to be. He's ugly on the ground, leaks like a sieve. Up around Mach 1, the seals all expand, dries up, leans into the wind, flies like a bat out of hell. I took her right to the limit. 128,000 feet. She's only happy going fast. You know, it's not meant to sit here on the ground. That's a lousy way to die, just sitting around waiting. 8 months, best I can think.
They don't know for sure. There's chemo, radiation.
Shit. I watched my wife go out that way. I ain't doing it.
The love of your life.
What is a pancreas, anyhow? I mean, I don't know what the damn thing does for you. Besides, give you cancer. What kind of odds would you give you and me?
Better than for you.
Sorry, Frank. I know how much this flight meant to you. It looks like I crashed another one. I'm sorry.
Well, they want to take Jerry and Tank and me.
That's great. You played them fellas just right. You said yes, didn't you?
I didn't say anything.
Well, don't be stupid. You don't want to blow it again. This is your last shot.
Look, Hawk, this isn't easy.
Hey, easy hell. Don't whine to me about easy.
Put yourself in my shoes.
No, you're not getting away with that. You've been blaming me for Daedalus for 40 years. You're not laying this on me. You choke this one, it's on you, pal. All on you.
But what would you do?
I'd leave your ass on the ground in a heartbeat.
I'll bet you would.
To go into space? Hell yes. You bet your ass. In a heartbeat. You know what the worst day in my life was? The day I met you and you put the idea in my head I could pilot a ship in space.
You're going to blackmail me again, are you, Frank?
No. I'll teach Ethan everything he needs to know.
If Hawk doesn't go, I don't go.
Any ideas, Miss Holmes?
Yes. Even with the cancer, Colonel Hawkins still passed his physical, so there's really no reason why he can't fly the mission, especially with backup.
You and Frank Corbin are going to put me in the loony bin.
Colonel Corbin, Miss Holland would like you to wait here, sir.
Team Daedalus, all of Team Daedalus, has a launch in 92 hours. So, let's get rested and prepped.
Okay.
What's this?
Have a look.
UTMC coded. 1.66 super high index lenses on a Flexon alloy frame.
Your prescription?
My prescription?
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. Holy cow.
I had it made for you.
Wow.
But you owe me dinner now.
Oh, you got to dinner with Spider-Man?
Yeah, well, if you'll buy me oysters.
I'll buy you pearls. Well, if you like dancing...
Thank you.
morning, Doc.
Hawkins, welcome to Daedalus.
We're not generals, son.
I'm just saying it like it ought to be. You're good to go, men. Stay back on the ground, Team Daedalus.
Well, we've only waited 40 years. What do you say, Reverend Tank? You think a prayer's in order?
I was just reciting the Shepherd's Prayer. Allied Shepherd's Prayer. Oh, Lord, please don't let us screw up.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen, Reverend.
Let's have a comm check.
PLT.
MS-1.
MS-2.
MS-3.
MS-4.
Fido, go. Guidance, go. Ecom, go. Inco, go.
T-minus 15 seconds. T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7. We have a go for main engine start. 3, 2, 1. Ignition.
Roger, Davis. You are a negative return.
We're just a dot.
Two engines now. Press to ATL.
Houston, do we have a go for orbit ops?
Roger, Davis. You are a go for orbit ops.
Good work, guys.
4 hours to intercept. We're right on schedule.
That's not what I'm worried about.
Relax. Our man is up there with him.
It was worth the wait.
Yeah, it was.
Thank you, Frank. I owe you one. Not a bad takeoff. For some rookies. You guys over the edge here in space. Welcome to the club.
Thank you, Roger. Oh.
Okay. Daedalus has got Icon on the scopes. We should have a visual here momentarily.
Range 5,000 meters.
Roger, Hawkeye. I have a visual here.
Stand by for a 15-second burn.
Want to get ready to deploy the arm?
Deploying the arm. Feet. Dead center. Good driving up there, Hawk.
Let's light him up.
Now stand by. TI burn in 4, 3, 2, 1. Hello, Icon. How are we feeling today?
Activating blood.
You get a load of this.
Activating radar.
Shut the radar down. The damn thing's tightened the target on us. It thinks we're a bogey.
Radar off. We're okay. No wonder the damn thing's orbit is decaying. It's got to weigh 50 ton.
Houston, this is Daedalus. You see what we see?
Roger, Daedalus. We are studying it from here.
Stand by for a decision.
It's gonna have some kind of self-defense mechanism. Our radar must have activated it.
Can you grab it, Tank?
Yeah, I can get it. Hawk can get us in there. I'm just worried about the mass.
Yeah, I'm just worried about this thing getting pissed again.
Does that look like a communication satellite to you?
General, just what sort of modifications have your people made here?
That grappling arm can't handle that much stress.
It's within operational limits. You tell Frank he can latch on.
I don't know about this.
The objective of this mission is the restoration of this satellite, so let's get on with it, okay?
I'm not getting this crew killed, that's you included. Houston, Daedalus, we're still standing by.
Give him a go to capture.
Daedalus, this is Houston.
You have a go for capture.
Here we go, General.
Roger, Houston. All right, we have a go for capture. Let's pull it in and see what she looks like.
Give me a minute to get it stable.
Mm-hmm.
that muck?
Oh, yeah, that's close enough for me.
He's good as you say he is.
Frank?
Yeah. He's the man.
Drifting left, Hank, that's too far.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Holy shit. I got it.
You man, Hank.
Oh,
Houston, this is Daedalus. We've got Icon.
Good work, fellas.
Boys look mighty sharp.
Welcome to space, Frank. You've waited a while for this.
Yeah. Only 40 years.
isn't a sightseeing trip, Frank.
What is this damn thing?
A Russian communication satellite, Colonel.
Bullshit! You don't think I know a nuclear launch platform when I see it? And why are we helping the Russians put a missile silo back into orbit?
There's some kind of genius you figured out.
You're only here as a publicity stunt, all right? You got what you wanted. You're in space. Now finish the damn mission!
Go ahead, Frank. You're on a secure line now.
Well, Gene, you were right to be concerned about this thing coming out of orbit. It happens to have six armed nuclear warheads on board.
What's he talking about?
I have no idea. General, is there something you want to tell us?
Yes. Icon is a relic from the Cold War. It has floated dead in space ever since the Soviet Union fell. There are six missiles on board targeted at strategic American installations, all, most regrettably, in large metropolitan areas. If Icon goes offline, it will assume that there has been a catastrophe and will initiate launch on its own.
Well, you picked a hell of a time for confession, General.
Those are our boys up there. And that is a treaty violation. A goddamn big one.
You bastard.
Well, Bob, you don't know how touched I am that you're worried about our safety.
And while you're at it, why don't you ask your friend the general there how my guidance system from Skylab got up with their six gun in the first place, huh?
It was stolen by the KGB from Mr. Gershon's personal files.
Hey, this is all news to me.
You'd hook us up to this bastard, have us put it back into orbit, fully armed, and keep it a secret, just to save your ass?
People, we have a real problem here.
Okay.
All right, huddle up.
We got a big-ass problem. We are latched on to a 100-megaton hydrogen bomb traveling 17,000 miles an hour. How about it?
Jerry.
What about that shit heap? You think we can get it out into deep space?
Four payload assist rockets? Just. Maybe. I don't know. Let me crunch some numbers. Just okay, Frank.
Somebody's outside the ship.
Daedalus, this is Houston. You have an unscheduled EVA you want to tell me about?
What?
Door, Frank.
Remove the panel and override it. Turn on the lights.
Ethan, what the hell are you doing out there?
Ethan, what are you doing?
Your job, Frank. Putting Icon back into geosync orbit.
I don't know what you're doing. Now get back in here right now. That's an order. You don't know the sequencing.
Roger?
Yeah.
Get down below and get suited up. When he gets that door fixed, get out there.
All right.
Ethan, do not connect those PAM rockets. You understand?
How long?
I nearly got it.
Ethan, do not lock onto those PAM rockets, you hear me?
Roger's hurt mid-deck. He's bleeding badly.
We'll see what you can do for him. Tank, contain the situation. Give me a two switch.
Give it in.
Falk and I are going out.
I got it.
Status GBC. Check.
Okay, they've got the fire contained.
Range, 100 feet. It's accelerating, Miss Holland.
Oh, they're going to lose it. They're going to lose it.
Well, Commander, I assume you got a plan.
I think I can reconfigure the flight control system for stabilization burn. The only trouble is I got to do that at exactly the right time. That's where you got to come in. You got to be my eyes while I'm in there. You got to cue me when the satellite comes around and lines up with the shuttle.
It might stop the tumble, but what about the rate of descent?
I'm going to fire a short burst from the PAM, and that'll counter thrust. You'll just have to enable the PAM rocket to accept my commands.
Well, yeah, I thought this was going to be hard.
Yeah, well, Jerry, in order to make all this work, you're going to have to give me range and rate of opening ratings.
Frank, you have one shot, maybe. You miss, you're never going to make it back to the ship.
Yeah, if those bombs hit the atmosphere, it might not matter anyway. Come on, let's suit up and get out of here.
Craziest thing I've ever heard.
Feet.
bad idea.
Frank, by my calculations, you got 15 seconds to ignite that fan.
Speak to me, Hawk. We're almost there, Frank.
That's it, Frank. It's static.
Okay. Houston, this is Daedalus. We've arrested the fall.
Attaboy, Frank!
Assist modules and hook them up while you take China Quest here back to the ship.
We've got a problem. We've only got one rocket left.
One PAM's got no chance of getting that thing into orbit, Frank.
You got another problem?
Oh, no. Even if we get this thing going, it's not gonna have enough power with two broken panels.
Take the kid back, I'll handle this.
And just how are you gonna handle it, Professor? You're a pilot, remember?
I'll need all the extra O2 modules you've got.
What are you talking about? No.
I love you, Frank, but why do you have to be such a killjoy all the time? Besides that, you ever see a prettier mountain?
What's he talking about, Frank?
It's a quarter of a million miles away. You'd never make it.
Oh, hell yes, I will. All I gotta do is get halfway there. The moon's gravity will take over and do the rest. I'll fire these things into outer space and let them self-destruct.
That's not a solution, Frank. One PAM rocket's not nearly enough thrust. Now, let's everybody slow down. There's got to be another way.
There isn't.
No. Got to be a winner in every race, Frank. Looks like it's going to be me this time.
As usual, huh?
Oh, shit.
What's the status?
Frank!
What's the status here?
Fire took out one orbital engine. Primary and secondary guidance system hydraulics are questionable.
Roger.
He has concussion. With no Roger and no Hawk, Frank, you're going to have to pilot this bird in by yourself, and you're going to have to do a dead stick.
Don't look at me. I haven't flown anything bigger than a Cessna in 30 years.
Looks like I'm getting the better part of the deal here, Frank.
Stop laughing. You used up all your oxygen, dummy.
Frank's hot wired it for you, but the trick is, those missiles run out of fuel in 20,000 miles. You launch them too soon, the warheads could find their way back home to Earth. If you leave it too late, well, it could run out of fuel, and then you'd be stuck with it.
Is this gonna work?
All right, fellas. Let's shoot this baby to the moon.
Out down to one, right?
On account of one.
Field. Hawk was able to launch the warheads into outer space.
How's Daedalus?
We have a critical situation. The collision has left us with only one good orbital maneuvering engine, and it's leaking fuel. If there's not enough fuel for a deorbit burn,
it'll burn up or it'll skip off. What about guidance and avionics?
The computers are unresponsive. The only thing operating at 100% is their airflow. They're going to have to re-enter the atmosphere and set her down in manual mode.
No, that's impossible.
Well, it's never happened before. The only two pilots alive who would even think about it are Roger and Hawk. If Roger's wounded and Hawk's...
Okay. Let's get him in as close as we can, and then we'll abort the landing. They'll have to bail out. What are the survival probabilities?
20% at best. Zero if they try to set it down. The bird's dead. I doubt it would even glide with its structural damage.
20% is better than zero.
Still have that thing?
Yes, suit dance all the way home.
Daedalus.
Stand by for Eugene Davis.
Frank, the judgment here is to go for Florida.
We're going to get you as close to Kennedy as we can.
Now, you're still inverted, and you're flying tail first. Ordinarily, the autopilot would do a deorbit burn to right you.
But we don't have a computer right.
That's right.
And you don't have much fuel left in that engine either.
Well, all right, stand by for deorbit burn.
That wasn't enough. You gotta flip us around and use a forward RCS prop.
All right.
Easy, Frank. She's not a fighter jet.
A flying brick.
I hope not. Antenna. Trajectory, where is he?
He's on final, but he's way too hot. He's going to overshoot it this way.
Coming up on 12,000.
Equalizing.
All right, Jerry, blow that hatch. Get everybody out of here.
Roger. Blow the hatch.
For a visual, and then I'm out.
Get out
of here. You hear me? Get moving. What the hell are you guys doing?
We're a team, Frank.
I want you out of here. That's an order.
Stay.
Read out my airspeed, then.
500. Bring her up.
This is
recover 5. You're way too high. Pull out now.
Negative recover. All right, give me airspeed.
300, here coming.
Gear down. All right, there's nothing to this. Just tap the brakes a little bit. Speeds.
220. 210. 200. 185. She's gonna stall, Frank.
Speed.
175. Drop the nose.
What do you say we drop the nose? Daedalus is home.
It's a walk in the park, Frank.
Frank Corbin, not for a minute. I brought him in on Project Daedalus 40 years ago, and I brought him in on this one. And I want to tell you this. For commitment, for courage, and consistency, this group just blows away all the teams I've ever had.
Do you think he made it?
I think he made it.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Thank you. heart with song. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words,